Several states, led by Tasmania, are pushing back against the federal government's proposed national gun buyback, saying the plan lacks detail and could cost them millions. Tasmania's police minister says any buyback should be fully funded by Canberra, warning it could cost Tasmanians around $20 million and impact legitimate gun owners. The minister says his state does back tougher measures to keep firearms out of the wrong hands, but that all reforms should be properly funded and with proper consultation with the states. The Tasmanian Police Minister, Felix Ellis, joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Jad. Great to be with you.
What are your main concerns at this stage about this proposed gun buyback?
Well, look, it's not necessarily even the gun buyback. Start from first principles. Tasmania's concerned that we need to make sure that we're consulting with our community. Tasmania, in particular, we're a majority rural state. Firearms are tools of the trade, as well as, you know, an important recreational activity for everyday Tasmanians who like to go hunting or like to do sporting shooting. So we need to make sure that we're consulting with our community when we make any significant changes. That hasn't been done. And, you know, that's what the community would expect when we make significant changes that impact their lives. So there's been a range of measures that have been proposed by the federal government in particular detail about things like limits, whether people who are Australian citizens only will be able to get access to firearms and reclassification of different firearms types. We need to work through that with our community. We've set up a firearms consultative committee process, and we'll be working through that process. Do it in a methodical way that consults with people rather than rushing through federal government proposals that could really negatively impact people in their everyday lives or in their work.
Should there be a sense of urgency across the country given the horrific events at Bondi?
Well, so there's certainly a sense of urgency in terms of making sure that firearms don't fall into the wrong hands. And that's why, from our perspective in Tasmania, the key things that we need to act quickly on, firstly, call a Royal Commission. It's good that the Prime Minister's done that, and that will make a big difference in the future. Secondly, better information sharing from federal government agencies to the states. We know that that was one of the key issues that's happened here with the Bondi terrorist attack. And that's really the key to making sure that people are safe and that firearms don't fall into the wrong hands. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter whether someone has two guns or 10. If they are a terrorist, that's really the problem. And that sort of radical terrorism is clearly the problem in this case. And then thirdly, from a Tasmanian perspective, and we agreed strongly on this in the meeting in terms of our priorities, is making sure that we're accelerating the National Firearms Register process. This was actually set up, this process was begun off the back of tragic shootings of police officers in Queensland. So similarly tragic event that needs to have the same kind of impetus to get things changed so that we can protect people. Now, Tasmania, we're one of the few states that's actually on track for the timeframes of the National Firearms Register. For us, it'll make a big difference. We're like a lot of states, we're still operating archaic paper-based processes. If we can deliver the National Firearms Register and do it in an accelerated way, that's going to give authorities right across the nation the ability to make sure that firearms aren't falling into the wrong hands. It also has the double benefit of, you know, better customer service for responsible firearms owners. So it's really a double win. It needs to be our priority. And that's the those are the areas that we agreed strongly with the Commonwealth that we'll be focusing on.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Tasmania's Police Minister, Felix Ellis. Just on the proposed buyback scheme, you've estimated that the cost to Tasmania could be $20 million. Is that a price worth paying to try to prevent these sorts of mass shootings that we've seen in the past?
Well, certainly we need to work through a process. So if there's going to be limits, then that's where you would start needing to bring in gun buybacks because ultimately people won't be able to use the firearms that they've legitimately purchased. But it also has to be remembered that the key here is about making sure that firearms don't fall into the wrong hands. The Bondi terrorist shooters wouldn't have handed their guns back in for a rebate. They clearly had other intent other purposes. And so we need to be very careful about making sure that our resources and our focus is directed in the right way, because taking firearms off responsible firearms owners doesn't necessarily make people much safer, whereas making sure that someone on a terrorist watch list can't get access to firearms in the first place, or if they do, that their firearms license is cancelled immediately and their guns are confiscated. That's a totally different question to whether we need a multi-billion-dollar buyback. So we, of course, need to work through our consultative process. Any of the measures that would trigger a firearms buyback need to be consulted with our community very closely, because it would have an impact on people who love sporting shooting, are primary producers, or recreational hunters. So that needs to be done in a methodical manner. It also needs to be noted, I think, Jade, that in the past when major buybacks have happened, think Port Arthur, the federal government has really done a lot to fund that process. And for small states like Tasmania, this can be really impactful in terms of the cost of delivering these programs. When really, when we talk about these kind of events, the key is about making sure that they don't fall into the wrong hands. That means putting those resources then could be put into things like greater policing, accelerating the National Firearms Register, and a whole range of other areas that make sure that firearms aren't in the hands of terrorists and people that would harm our community. Is that definitely the priority? Is the cost being fairly distributed between the states and the Commonwealth?
You mentioned that meeting of police ministers on Friday to discuss this issue. Were there concerns raised by any of the other states and territories?
Yeah, that's right. And look, the other states can talk for themselves, but certainly other states mirrored a similar position to Tasmania. Many are already on the record. The Northern Territory have been quite strong about their opposition to some of the particular outcomes that have been proposed by the Commonwealth. Our position, along with some of the other states, is that we need to work through a consultative process. We can't rush this. It can't be a knee-jerk response, because that won't necessarily get the right outcome for our community. And we do need to give people the respect, our responsible firearms owners, that if it's the tools of the trade or something that they have been doing their whole life, that has been a cornerstone of their recreation and purpose, that we need to be respecting that and working through methodically. If we're serious about making sure that we're keeping people safe, then let's do it through a proper process rather than rushing it and being knee-jerk. We know that there are clearly areas that we need to act quickly on. That's about making sure that firearms aren't in the wrong hands. Some of the other matters that have been put forward, like limits and other things, are effectively secondary, because we know that that wouldn't necessarily have prevented similar kinds of tragedies.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jade.